Both visual and performing arts have always been important ways to communicate the Christian faith. The use of music has helped believers understand their godly hope. Other forms of visual art have been used from the beginning to help express various aspects of the Christian doctrine and life. Colors, altar pyramids and coverings, and banners are some of the most important visual ways Christians have used to express their faith and worship. The objective in covering the communion table in cloths and various colors was to help focus the attention of worshipers on the special nature of Christ as the perfect sacrifice. In the early days of Christian worship, Advent and Christmas were seen as somber times, much like Lent is today. Purple table coverings were used to speak of Christ's kingship, but the mood was somber. As Christians began to share their celebration of Christmas with their non-Christian neighbors, they began to focus on the joy of the Christmas event. As the emphasis of Christmas began to change to one of joyful celebration, the color used also changed to express Christ the King in that more happy way. While purple is still used in some churches in certain times, many Christian churches now use blue to speak of the kingship of Christ when the occasion is joyful at Advent. We wait with anticipation and celebration for our coming Christ. At Advent, we wait for the anticipation and celebration for our Christ's coming. So our hearts sing out, O come Emmanuel.
Our scripture lesson for today comes from Romans, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. When I read this, you're going to wonder, why did Matt pick it for the first Sunday in Advent? You have to ask him later. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of God for the people of God. Pastor Matt emailed the sermon outline, or somewhat of an outline, this morning with a comment, I finally feel good enough to send this to you, so that tells you. He shares a lot of things with us. What he has now, he doesn't need to share with us. What do you expect from Advent this year? Chances are that these words from Paul's letter to the Romans are not part of your expectations. We want to hear about the birth of Jesus, not about proper behavior or being chewed out for indulging in selfish desires. And we all think, I'm not being selfish about my Advent. It's a wonderful time of the year. We behave appropriately and we don't indulge in selfish desires. So, Pastor Matt, why did you pick this passage for the first Sunday in Advent? So he asks us some questions. Does Advent leave you feeling overly tired? Is there too much to get done? Does Advent add stress and anxiety to your life? What all are you trying to do this Advent? Why do you work so hard when it'll all be gone on December 26th? Paul tells us to dress ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 14. What does that look like? It means intentionally looking for ways to behave appropriate. But what does that mean? Maybe we should spend a few extra minutes a day with God instead of getting caught up in the hustle and bustle of the season. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the choir is now practicing for the cantata, one extra practice a week. This is in addition to our regular Sunday morning anthem. We have to make a conscious effort to slow down a bit, especially when things get added to our schedule. Maybe we can look at this season through the eyes of children, recapturing the wonder that they once had. Yesterday, two of our grandkids, ages 9 and 12, decorated our Christmas tree. It looks pretty good. Is it perfect? No. Is Janie going to change it? No. The wonder of the season through the eyes of children. Can we allow the mystery of the season to be just as mysterious? Not only should we behave properly, but we should intentionally look for ways to keep from indulging our selfish desires. Instead of typical decoration lights, might we help somebody pay their light bill? Can we allow our generous spirit to continue beyond Advent? Will we allow Jesus to be the Prince of Peace all year long? Instead of looking for something new or better to fill our growing expectations, perhaps we should step back and slow down just a bit. Maybe we should stop a few minutes and just be, just look and listen. Just be quiet long enough that if God has something to say to us, we are quiet enough to hear it. In our bulletin is a list of daily scriptures for every day, well, for this week, for Advent, beginning of Advent. Pastor Matt encourages each of us to join him in their reading. Instead of indulging in the temptations of the season, including overeating, take that time to spend with God. This indeed would lead to a Merry Christmas. May we allow our Christmas expectations to be focused on Christ. In this way, we may meet Christ's expectations, not just our own. Let us pray. Lord, most of us have been through Advent and Christmas many times. And if we aren't careful, it becomes old stuff and not new. Last Sunday, we celebrated the end of the Christian year, Christ the King Sunday. This Sunday, we begin the story anew of God's concern for us, enough concern that he was willing to send his son to help us find the way. And that son came as a baby. Through this Christmas season, may that spirit be in our heart, God wanting us to be in heaven with him. And he was so concerned that he sent his son to show us that way. Guide us as we seek to go through this season in your love, in your guidance, that we might truly know what Christmas really means. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.